You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Raining money with $1,000 payday. Chance to get qualified for that cheese. I haven't said that word in years.
C-Notes.
It's coming up with that $30 Kansas Lottery Rivalry Riches Instant Ticket Prize Pack. Dueling television events last night. Final presidential debate between Donald Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden. And then I had Thursday night football, Giants, Eagles. I had a dog in the fight because I'm in a football pool.
Who did you bet?
The winners!
All right, good.
But it was looking dicey than the mug.
It was. A lot of people was complaining about the game, but it was a good game to me as I was watching it towards the end. And surprisingly, well, not, maybe not surprisingly, but you're good at the football picks because you give them to me to double check. And I'd be like, okay, I see what you've been hanging around me a lot.
Boy, bye. I was watching football while you were still sucking on your pacifier.
I'm surprised you went against the Giants because I know your pop's favorite player of all time is Lawrence Taylor.
Well, I have to look at what's happening in 2020, friend. I can't go back to yet the 80s.
Yeah, they definitely trash. Definitely trash.
But one highlight of the night was their QB running back an 80-yard run.
Yeah, that he stumbled on.
Brian. He was running like how I be running away from my waistline getting bigger. He was running for his life, fam.
Lord.
And his brain and his legs were in competition. And then his legs finally said, you know we can't run this fast. And then that's when he fell.
You don't love me. You just love these rolls.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a morning grind on Hot 103 Gems.
622, look for highs in the mid-50s today with rain throughout the entire day. Got rain right now in 40 in Raytown. Shade, what's popping?
Khloe Kardashian and Tristan Thompson are now out of the closet. The relationship is back on. They were spotted at Kim Kardashian's 30th birthday party, kissing and hugging and rubber-dub-dubbing.
What happened to canoodling and canoodling?
I switch is my style. You can't ever know what I'm going to say.
Okay.
So, anyway, some of the fans said that they were frustrated. And they fear that she may be falling back into the same patterns of the relationship before the drama with her little sister's BFF, Jordan Woods.
She'll be back!
If you don't remember, they broke up because Jordan Woods, who was then best friend of her sister Kylie Jenner, allegedly, cheated or something. I don't know. It was never proven that really happened, but they're back together.
Offset and Tristan Thompson, stay winning.
Well, first of all, it has nothing to do with them. It has to do with relationships and women with forgiving hearts.
Okay.
We have to say we're leaving you 77 times. And then on the 78th, that's when we really mean it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. I got it now.
But see, you don't know how many times I said in my head, I'm through with this dude. So you don't know where that 77 count is really at.
That's
it might be
out
at 65 and you think it's at 5 and it's not. Just FYI. 21 Savage celebrated his birthday with a 1970s themed party in Atlanta.
Everybody was dressed to the nines. I saw T.I.'s Instagram.
He just pulled out one of his little baby suits from Easter and went on in.
Oh, there you go. What color is it?
Baby blue. Gunna, T.I., his wife, Tiny Harris. Oh, we're going to be talking to Tiny on Monday, by the way. Lil Baby, Young Thug, and Meek Mill were all present and accounted for.
Okay.
Speaking of Atlanta, Rick Ross bought 87 acres of land in Georgia, put up a picture, said promised land just got bigger.
He said, I'm going to get my 40 acres in a mule.
I love this. Well, we like to sport our chains or a new ride, but let's take pictures of us in front of a for sale sign, and this is what I bought. That's stunting to me.
LLC Twitter at it again. Nah, but for real though, that's a good thing. I know Kanye West did it first. He did it in Wyoming or whatever. But I like to see rappers investing their money in a more profitable business.
That's right.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
Because yesterday it was summer, and today it's like cold and raining. What's up with that?
The beginning part of the debate, I had to cut my AC on because it was hot in the house. By the time I woke up this morning, girl, I had icicles on my little tootsies, my little toes.
Thank you for calling. Have a good one.
Stay warm, girl.
All right.
When it's cold outside, who are you holding?
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
It's us. Wake up, classmates. It's time for school. It's the Morning Grind with Shay and Sean.
Grade A student mama know that I'm a winner. Morning eating breakfast when it's nighttime dinner. All I do is drip, got the pipeline bitter. Honey like Pooba, got stripes like Tigger A. Got me jacked up, the lunch line backed up. Go to timeout if you wanna act up, A.
It's gonna rain on your head. It's Hot 103 Gems encouraging you to get out and vote. November 3rd, it's the Morning Grind with Shay and Shine.
Good morning, 6:54 today. Look for highs in the mid-50s. We got plenty of rain coming our way right now. You got thunderstorms at 40 in Overland Park.
So, my dishwasher is on the fritz. Pyramid came over to fix it. I was watching the 60 Minutes interview that Donald Trump abruptly cut short and walked out of, then posted on Facebook.
I think we have enough. We have enough of
it. I think we're ready for the vice president now.
I think we have enough of an interview here. Okay, that's enough. Let's go. Okay. Just be fair.
But last time I remember you saying to me, bring it on. Bring it on.
No, I'm not looking for that. I'm looking for fairness. That's all.
You're going to get fairness. But you're okay with
some time. The repairman stopped, fixed him a dishwasher, and said, can he just answer one simple question?
It's never a straight answer.
I kept my mouth shut. I ain't even answer him. I just said,
It's probably what's best.
Just a couple of hours after that, Donald Trump and Joe Biden faced off in the second and final debate in Nashville. They went head to head. It wasn't as chaotic as the first debate was.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the coronavirus topic is a sore subject for Donald Trump.
I'm going to shut down the virus, not the country. It's his ineptitude that caused the country to have to shut down in large part. Why businesses have gone under, why schools are closed, why so many people have lost their living, and why they're concerned. Those other concerns are real.
I say we're learning to live with it. We have no choice. We can't lock ourselves up in a basement. 99.9% of young people recover. 99% of people recover. We have to recover. We can't close up our nation. We have to open our school. And we can't close up our nation, or you're not going to have a nation.
Don't agree with that at all. Because other nations shut down for a couple months or so, and they're back to doing business as usual, almost.
And then there are those of us who are not as fortunate to have insurance like we have working on this job, or people who are part of the affordable healthcare marketplace who have that. There are people who are not in the healthcare system and able to pay for these sorts of things.
Right.
And those are the people that I worry about. You know, we're cool, thank God.
Right.
But there are those Americans that don't have that protection.
And also, we don't know about the long-term effects of this.
That's another issue. People are having issues with their organs. Right. Moving forward, kidneys are messed up. Like Scarface, he's looking for a kidney right now.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Housing expert is saying that the pandemic is causing folks to leave big cities like your Dallas's, your Atlanta's, your Denver's, and move to smaller areas.
Yeah, I can see that. People want to downsize, save a little money. Not sure what the future holds.
Yesterday, I saw you respond to a tweet from Le'Veon Bell, brand new Kansas City resident, of course, on the Chiefs. He was asking about the top barbecue places in Kansas City. You gave him your top five.
I did. Of course, number one, LC's, Gates, Jack Stack 3, Joe's 4, Q39 5. That's my top five.
Another new Kansas City resident, Lauren Scott. She's the new host at 38 The Spot. We're going to be talking with her about Kansas City and all the things that she needs to know. A lot of folks moving here.
I love it.
When I first got here, I was a little lost. I didn't know where I should go, what places to go visit. I'm thankful Julie kind of grabbed me by the arm and showed me all the people I need to know. I kind of just Googled.
I know that's got to be tough moving to a whole other city where you don't know where nothing is at. You don't know anybody there. You don't know where the food spots are. You don't know where to go to after midnight and where to go to after midnight.
I think I'm kind of used to it. I've moved to 6 different states in my time. I always say to myself, as long as you got you, girl, you all right. So we're compiling a list. We're going to send it to Le'Veon. We're going to give it to our girl, Lauren. What are some of your KC faves that a new resident most definitely has to check out?
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot. Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
722. Look for highs in the mid-40s. More rain coming our way later on. Right now, you're cloudy in 38 in Grandview. Shade, what's popping?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity nasty Scorpio friends. They so Lord. Nasty.
Oh, God. Here we go.
But I like it. Ooh, well, I guess I'll start with this. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s son, Martin Luther King III.
You feel shame now?
Slightly. Is 63 years old today. Author and educator Michael Eric Dyson out here, 62.
Love him.
Brazilian soccer star Pele is 80. Jazz singer Diane Reeves knocking on 64's door today. Singer-songwriter Miguel.
Hey, never sweat that.
He's 35 years old today. Ducky Thot?
Know who that is.
Say she a model.
Oh, that's a model? Oh, okay. Instagram model?
I don't know. I don't think they would put an Instagram model on this sheet.
Ducky Thot. Okay.
Yeah, I think she a black model. Oh, okay. Right?
I have no clue.
She's 25 years old. And Asad Khaled, DJ Khaled's son, is 4 years old.
Happy birthday, everybody born on October 23rd.
So Waka Flocka was drugged by his dreads yesterday on the interwebs.
What'd he do?
Well, there was a post that DJ Academics put up about Obama speaking at the rally in South Philadelphia, the one you played the other day with the Eat the Beat underneath it. And someone, a commenter, said that anyone who is in support of Donald Trump, and they put the little clown emoji.
Right.
And so Walker came back and said, well, I must be a clown. And so people took that as him supporting.
We're in a very different time right now, and people have the right to choose who they want to choose to support.
That's what I believe as well. I mean, why you mad though?
Oh, man.
Amber Rose has opened up. Why have they, like, parceled all of these clips out over the whole week? Is it, like, Newsweek or something? We talk about Amber Rose every day.
Well, this is another part of the same podcast we've been talking about.
I know. Why are they
chopping
this up for bite-sized pieces every day?
Maybe she got something coming out.
That's what it got to be. Because they was doing that with Mariah last week.
Right.
Anyway, during the interview, she talked about one of my favorite rappers right now, 21 Savage, and their relationship.
Actually, that's what he wanted to do. And I think that was ultimately the demise of our relationship.
Really? You think that's where it started?
Yeah, I think so.
In what way? Like,
I think that he was being very supportive. And he was like, man, I should hold a sign that says I'm a too. And I was like, that would be really great for feminism. Like, slut walk, you know, you're a rapper. And, like, black men are always looked at to be very hyper-masculine. And I think this would be a great moment. He's like, yo, I'm down. So I got the sign made and everything. And he held it up. And then after that, I think the internet just went in on him too much. And it was just not good after that. Obviously, I've seen a very soft side of him. But I think that he's scared to be loved. I think he has his own trauma, you know, his own with him. I wouldn't have been with him for a year. I was with him for like a year. I wouldn't have been with him for a year if he was just not loving at all.
Are you afraid to be loved, Brian?
No, I get love from my mama, from you, from my brothers. I'm not afraid to be loved.
Relationship love, young man.
Jordan shrug.
Let me see your phone. See if I can call some of these folks. You ain't even got names under.
What's good with you, baby? You got a little booty out there like that. You know what I'm saying? You act like you want somebody to holler at it.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Rainy Red Friday in Kansas City. 47 degree temperature drop in the past 12 hours. Weatherman said we need this rain, though.
Man, we do. It's been a drought, but Midwest weather ain't no joke.
That's something we can add to our list of things that Le'Veon Bell with the Chiefs and any new folks coming to Kansas City should know.
Mm-hmm.
When I first moved here, it's been 5 years now.
Yep. And a month.
Yeah.
I want to know, I always am interested in what's people's perception, if any, of Kansas City before you moved here.
I had no reference whatsoever. I literally had to look on the map to see where it was because I had never even had a conversation about Kansas City at all. But I was pleasantly surprised. One of the first places I went, 18th and Vine. So I'm going to write that down on the list.
Yes.
For Le'Veon. What should we tell him about Kansas City?
It's the new barbecue spot. They're up and coming. Black entrepreneurs. It's called 3C Fire Foods. Look it up on Facebook. They have the best brisket in the world. It melts in your mouth.
Have you heard of that place, Brian?
I haven't. Must be new.
It is. It's new. And they're up and coming, two black entrepreneurs, a father and son team out of Kansas City, Missouri. His name is Cordell Mondane, and he is the owner of 3C's Forever Fire Foods and Barbecue.
Which one of them you go with?
I don't go with either one of them. I'm
all right.
Come on now, Jay. Why you gotta do me like that?
She trying to get you caught up.
Yeah, I'm just trying to help my friend out.
I know. You know one of them. That's what I'm talking about. You something.
I know both of them. I went to high school with the owner, and I know the son because he's the dad.
See?
Oh, Jay, why you gonna do a girl like that?
Thank you for calling up this morning. Have a good one.
You too, Brian. Thanks, Jay.
Bye, girl.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Le'Veon Bell, new resident to Kansas City. I saw someone post on my socials that they lady braided his hair and he shaped them up.
Yeah, he got the Travis Scott braids.
I think he went to Joey Cut's salon.
Ah, okay. On 18th Divine.
Yes. Is it a problem if I say salon if it's a barbershop, or do y'all prefer barbershop?
You know, we prefer barbershop, but, you know, his joint is a salon. A salon gives it a more,
Bougie.
Yes, yes. But inclusive at the same time, because it's open for men and women.
Got a new resident, Lauren Scott. She's working at 38th The Spot. We're going to be talking to her in just a couple of minutes, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been putting together a list of our favorite spots in Kansas City.
I would say Upland Center, then Nelson's African Museum. Those are my two favorites. And then the Catholic Church, most definitely.
Mm. I was actually raised Catholic.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I had no clue.
I prayed the rosary every day.
You and Playmaker.
But as I got older, I kind of gravitated more to a non-denominational church.
Mm-hmm.
First church I went to in Kansas City, Canaan Worship Center, right here on Bannister.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's a good one. Mm-hmm. I've been there before. Nice looking church.
Several times. I come in and sit the back because, you know,
yeah,
I cry when I'm at church. That's my time to let everything go. And people be thinking, ooh, what she done did so bad? She crying the whole time. It's just, I'm so grateful. So it's like, oh man. I don't know why you love me so bad.
Yes, we got Sister Shay Moore in the back.
Didn't nobody know me when I first got here, so I just be crying. They was looking at me like, poor baby. What she done did? The second church I went to was in KCK. I went to the Evangelical Center.
Uh-huh.
Evangelistic Center.
Okay.
EC. That's where our brother Jax, he goes there.
Big balling with Big Jax. That's my
mm-hmm.
dog.
Then, of course, United Believers.
Pastor Darren Edwards.
I know you ain't been to church in a while, but just name one, like, maybe from
Excuse
your childhood.
Me? Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to just shout out the two churches I grew up on. St. Stephen's Baptist Church, 1414 Truman Road, and also Mount Carmel Baptist Church over in KCK.
When the last time you went to a church?
That's a personal question.
It's personal?
Yeah, it's a personal question. Why? Why you need to know?
I didn't ask you what you prayed to God about. I didn't ask you what your social was. I just want to know what's the last church.
We in a pandemic. What you expect me to do? So it was last year.
So we've got to post up on all of our social media. And we're going to send these lists of the best places, our favorite places in Kansas City, to share with our new residents. Make sure you go online and add what your favorite is.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Welcome to Kansas City, Lauren Scott.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm loving it here so far. So far, so good.
Brian, she's beautiful. She's talented. She's from Chicago, and she's the new host of 38 The Spot.
Okay. Chi-town in the building. So, you know, I can be your tour guide for, you know, a weekend or something, okay? So first, we can go to the Union Station, you know, check that out.
Okay.
It has some beautiful architecture. Make sure you have your mask on so we can go to the Chiefs game real quick at Arrowhead Stadium, okay? Then we got to go to Elsie's Barbecue on Little Blue Parkway, okay?
Hold on, okay.
You haven't been to Elsie's yet, Lauren. People are going to tell you about other restaurants first, but Elsie's is something that real Kansas Cityans know and love.
That's right.
Y'all gotta tell me, all I've heard is Gates.
Oh yeah, Gates is a staple. Gates is a staple. Brian has a list, Lauren. It's the top five barbecue spots in Kansas City.
Mm. Number one is Elsie's, of course. Number two, we gotta go with Gates.
Now, okay.
I know you're a nice looking young lady, beautiful and all that. So I think maybe you will want to sit down at a good barbecue spot. So we can go to Jack Stack if you want. That's number three. I think you'll like that.
Okay. I've actually been to Jack Stack.
Ah, see? Already know what it is then. Number four, let's see. We can head over to KCK and get some slaps because they got some nice tender meat over there. Paul. Plus, and then...
Who doesn't like nice tender meat?
And then number five, Q39.
Okay, I gotta check these out. You putting me on because I'm coming out here
moving in the middle of a pandemic, I'm just trying to figure out what's going on. I'm lost and confused out here.
What are you looking to accomplish on 38 The Spot?
Man, I just really want to make it my own. This is really a dream job for me to be out here, to be able to host a TV station, to just come and, you know, make Kansas City home. Really.
Do you have any children?
That's a big goal. No, no children. No.
See, Brian?
What?
Brian doesn't have any children either.
I don't.
But I think she might be taller than you. How tall are you?
Excuse me?
I'm 5'11".
Yeah.
What you mean? Yeah.
She can't wear her heels. What? You're 5'10".
Yes, she can. If, look, if I got Tim's, we good. Okay?
When can people catch you on 38 The Spot, Lauren?
You know, I'm on there all the time. I'm just hanging out. You'll see me in the commercial break. You'll see me just doing interviews on there. So whenever you guys turn on the station, I host the whole station, the whole channel. So I'm always on there.
You can catch Lauren Scott on 38 The Spot. Also on Instagram at It's Lauren Scott and on Twitter at Lauren Scott TV. Connect with her. Give her some of your favorite places in Kansas City and give her a big town welcome.
I'm going to hit that follow button right now.
I'll be looking for you, man.
Thank you, Lauren. Have a good one.
All right, you too.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
824, look for highs in the mid-40s. A little bit more rain coming our way. Right now, you're cloudy in 38 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's popping?
Actress and talk show co-host Lisa Ray McCoy has decided to do something I'm actually a little bit shocked about.
What is that?
She's starting an OnlyFans page.
Oh, man.
Damn!
What's the price on a subscription, though?
I think it's like $19.99 a month. You willing to pay $20 a month for Lisa Ray?
Yep.
What do you want to see?
It's Lisa Ray. Come on, man. I mean, we saw her in Players Club. I get it. Okay? By the way,
wasn't that 25 years ago?
23, 22, but you know, who's counting? But I would love an updated version of that, so I'm with it. I just need to know the fee so I can budget it.
$19.99 a month.
Lisa Ray.
She's seasoned.
My Lord. Seasoned to perfection, like a golden, crispy piece of chicken from Peachtree. Yes, Lord.
Wyatt Lucci. We got to put that on the list for Lauren Peachtree.
Oh, yeah.
Wyatt Lucci is called Young Boy NBA B.I.B.I.
Oh, boy.
After Young Boy said in his new song that he wants to have a baby with Lil Wayne's daughter, Rejanae Carter, who just so happens to be Lucci's ex.
Ain't no full gaze, I'm trying to convince Peter to tell Reginae how big this gonna be if we have a baby. But I'm serious though.
God, that's
the
Silk
Jay-Z
the
beat.
Yeah, that's the story of OJ. But that's the Silk the Shocker flow, which really don't go well with that beat. But anywho.
It didn't sound bad to me. I like
really?
Silk the Shocker
you
half
like that?
Off. I like his half beat off.
Fam,
I love it.
Full gaze, I'm trying to convince Peter to tell Reginae how big this gonna be if we have a baby. But I'm serious though.
He riding that track like it's on like a surfboard on the sea and you just don't know when the next wave is coming. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah, he's gonna fall off. But anyway, this could get bad, Shay, because both of these guys are known for, you know, the thuggery side of things. So I hope they can resolve this little issue they got. Don't
bet on understand why he mad though. They've been broke up for mad months.
No man wants their baby mama to have another baby by another man.
Reginae don't have a baby by Wyatt.
Okay, my bad. I was thinking about NBA YoungBoy because he got 7 kids. He's 21. He got 7. But no, for real.
He
got
to get a library card, fam. You got to find something to do with your free time other than that.
But obviously, Wyatt and Lucci still got feelings for, you know, Reginae because, you know, you don't want to go through that.
Even if I did, I would hold it inside. Like... That's just me,
Well,
though.
You claim you a thug, so.
Well.
What?
I've been out here, triple OG for a minute.
Oh,
all that petty, punk-ass little thuggery stuff.
So, Busta Rhymes challenged T.I. to a versus battle earlier this week on Fat Joe's IG. I watched the entire thing. Mm. I tagged you in it. I don't think you logged on, though. It was so many stories about hip-hop. It was actually very good. And Busta actually invited T.I. to do a versus battle. I didn't think that was an even match. And
just for the simple fact that Busta Rhymes been rapping since the late 80s, early 90s with Leaders of the New School. Like, it's people who are grown, fully grown people don't know about that era of hip-hop.
So T.I. said that he respectfully declines to be a part of it, and now Busta, with the grown man smoke, released another video.
Which, oh, not Bush!
Says he love him, but he's scared, basically.
Hey, pick and choose your battles wisely, okay? Ain't that in, like, the 48 Laws of Power? No?
No.
Okay. That's the 49th Law of Power. Okay?
50 actually did a book called The 49th
Law. Was it 50?
Yeah, The 50th Law. Yeah. Okay. But T.I. actually called out Jeezy. I think that's a more even match.
I do too.
So we haven't heard anything from the Versus folks to see if that's actually going to happen, though.
We're making winners sound good.
Anything I'ma do, I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
This is Roxanne.
Oh, boy.
All I want to do is party all night.
All right, you're getting the weekend started
early.
Let's go.
No matter what your friends try to tell you, we remain all in love. And we will be together, strike that.
Girl, hey. We will be there. Every step I make, we'll be together. Every step I take, we will be there. Every step I make,
hell no.
We'll be together, girl.
What you want?
Hey, and I love it.
I got background singers and everything. What is this?
That's Roxanne and the Doodles in the back.
Girl, you got a $30 Kansas lottery robbery riches instant ticket prize pack, and you qualify for a $1,000 payday.
I need all that.
Tell the town what station is encouraging everybody to get out and vote November 3rd.
X-103. And don't forget to play Magic.
I want to break it down.
Listen for your chance to win $1,000.
Get a bag.
With a 1K payday from Hot 103 Jams.
Tell them to bring me my money.
Yeah!
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.